In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, August the 9th. Glad as always to have you here, everybody. We do a decent amount, not a lot, but a decent amount of M&A on this program, mergers and acquisitions. And we'll start there today, but then go at it a little bit off center. We learned this morning the billion-dollar Sinclair Broadcast Group and Tribune Media merger is off, acrimoniously so, in fact. So, too, is the Albertsons Rite Aid deal, a bit less acrimoniously, to be sure. The deals that get done get most of the press. We know that. So we asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to explain just how often mergers like this, both big and small, don't work out and why.
Like relationships, mergers and acquisitions fail. In fact, they fail a lot.
Once an acquisition is announced, roughly about 20% of the deals fail to complete.
David King is an associate professor at Florida State. So one out of five mergers and acquisitions just totally falls apart before the deal is sealed. But even after two companies put a ring on it, you often get misery, or at least low shareholder value.
And then after completion, roughly half the deals create value and half fail to create value.
Now, one thing to consider here is that things could have been even worse if they didn't get merged or acquired. A company could instead have spent money on research and development, for example. But you know what? That fails too.
About 70% of the funds spent on research development fail to go to commercially viable products.
So buying a ready-made company with a 50% success rate is actually an improvement. But why do mergers and acquisitions get called off or fail to create a lot of value so often? Well, sometimes the government says no, which is part of what happened with Sinclair. But also, companies are made of people. And people are messy.
One factor that is often underestimated in these cases is the cultural factor.
Matteo Tonello is with the conference board.
Culturally speaking, the mergers organizations really are not that compatible.
Sometimes companies only learn about problems after the merger. And sometimes managers' dreams of how great being merged will be for business just don't match up with reality. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.